It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you want to start with Jerry Jones being disrespectful to our brethren, or do you want to start with
how did you feel?
Dumb,
yeah, let's start
dumb
with that,
Ravens
I'm
fans.
Curious how you felt about it.
So Jerry Jones goes on 105.7, the fan, I believe it is, in Dallas, which I believe is an Odyssey station. Thank you, Dylan. And he does an interview every week with them. You know, he speaks like Raheem comes on with us, Dukes and Bell in 99. Exclusivity. And you know, he answers the questions. And I've talked to those guys where they're good guys. Well, they had him on and they were asking him about some of the decisions made. And Jerry, he really wasn't appreciative.
This is not your job. Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something, and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job.
Well, my job is to ask
get
why.
A job, or I'll get another. I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
Well, first off, it is their job to ask these questions. One of the things that I have been a part of for many, many years is Falcons Radio Network. And when, you know, we're the flagship, so we have exclusivity here. We get to talk to the head coach. We get to talk to the owner. We get to talk to the GM. And at no point has anyone ever said, your job isn't to ask us tough questions. Now, how you ask questions, you can do it in a disrespectful way, but that won't be taken. You know, that's not cool. But I've never been told you can't ask something.
Well, and the line of questioning was very fair because we didn't get to hear it. The line of questioning was basically, do you regret any of not bringing in anybody in the offseason for the running back spot? Basically, they're talking about Derrick Henry because he's now leading, like, the MVP voting or the MVP odds at this point. And so it's like, do you regret any of that? And he obviously felt a certain way and started talking out of pocket about he'll replace said radio host.
He can't, by the way.
Yeah, I made it ding.
Now he can get on a different show.
Yeah, I was going to say he can replace him in terms of who interviews him. But yeah, you're not going to get that guy's job.
Also, Jerry don't pay them.
Right. That's
okay.
Exactly the point.
Jerry ain't paying those guys. If Jerry's paying those guys, I'm taking my happy ass to Dallas and I'm going to start doing their morning show so I get paid Jerry money to do the morning show and ask whatever questions he wants. But that's not how it works. Okay. It's opposite. They pay for the rights and therefore they can ask questions. Jerry was completely out of line.
He was so far out of line. And if that guy would have been on his toes, and I don't remember the guy's name off the top of my head, if he'd have been on his toes, he'd have said something like, "Well, maybe you should replace, you know, some guys on the team instead of worrying about replacing me," because that's where the issue is.
He should have said, "Maybe you should replace a GM, which is you."
Well, and yeah, again, that's not going to happen. It's frustrating, man. It sucks all the way around. But I don't know. I like always have Jerry Jones back because I think that he's better at making personnel decisions than people give him credit
for.
He
is. He's built a hell of a
team.
Dude,
they have developed guys. He has drafted Hall of Famers. He has drafted a number of guys that are Pro Bowlers, this, that, and the other. They've had three seasons of 12 wins. But, man, when it goes south, you cannot act that way. And that's I guarantee he wants that one back.
Jerry's biggest problem to me, Tiff, is his when he hires coaches that he can control. I feel like that he can kind of have the upper hand, that he's the bigger star than, other than Bill Parcells. That's tough for you.
But
when he hired Jason Garrett and kept him on, he had power. He's a power guy. He wants power. He wants to control the narrative. And a lot of times when guys are like that, they don't want to be outshined.
Well, I think a lot of owners probably want to have some control or want to have some impact in what the narrative is about their teams. The only difference is not every owner is doing a press conference and making themselves available after every game.
And a radio show.
And that would be my response to Jerry Jones is you want the star, right? You want, like, you know, Cowboy star, but you also you want the shine, but then you don't want to answer the questions. That's not fair.
What's the first thing you think of when you hear the Dallas Cowboys?
I don't know.
I mean, you think of Jerry Jones.
You definitely do now.
Exactly right. And that's what Jerry's always wanted. To your point, Mike, when you are, you're as big of anything known about the, you are the brand. He's the brand of the Dallas Cowboys, right? He's made him.
Dude, I don't want to give him that much credit.
I mean, it is what it is.
I don't want to give him that much credit, man.
Dude, but that's it. The Tom Landry days are long gone of the Dallas Cowboys, where you think about Roger Staubach. You don't think about Emmitt Smith or Troy Aikman or Michael Irvin or Charles Haley or any of those great players they had in that era. You think of Jerry Jones.
That's unfortunate. I'll just leave it at that. That's unfortunate.
All right. You got anything else you want to add to?
No. Continue.
I just want to make sure.
Had like maybe five more sponsors to get in before we, move on.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.